Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the oven of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep this word as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Of your people be. And we ask that, Lord, you be glorified tonight, this morning. Satisfy us, Heli. Give us a new song. Give us a new song. Make us dance again. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I want to appreciate everyone, amen, who made it to service. You know, if not for God, what the enemy was planning. You know, God, Satan is always planning, God is always moving. You know, and Satan will always try to catch up. Unfortunately, our God is not bound by time. Amen. In all things, he must have preeminence. Do we have Shepherd Sobara this morning? Amen. I was so blessed. I was telling Pastor Tokwe, Sebara. There are some people God sent them to you. You know, did you see the way he was quoting those scriptures? You know, some scriptures I'd forgotten. Bara, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, if you want to be blessed by a man, the first thing is you must accept that man. You must accept. And I've always said it here. Your university degree is not a requirement for preaching here. Here, we don't celebrate good grammar. We celebrate a genuine heart. So you are not required to be able to, if you can speak English, fine. But if you cannot speak English, speak your mother tongue. We will look for an interpreter. Because this is family. And in family, you are allowed to be your authentic self. Alright? So, let's have a seat. Well, this is our season of refreshing. Amen. Please just stay with me. Because now, before I say anything, I want to encourage us. We've been at prophetic convocation for a few days. Now, some of you may not understand the politics that is involved. But when you are in a meeting where your pastors, your spiritual overseers are there, the general temptation is to, and I don't know if you've noticed, is not to be too deep. You know, because we celebrate our communality more than big revelations. However, I became confronted with certain realities a few years ago. One of which, please just get me that song by the man that wears that, is it bandana or cap? Lawrence Oyo, yeah. Favor. You know, so just get me that one, because that's the only thing I've been able to digest in the last 2 weeks. So I became confronted with the fact that there are people who could be coming for prophetic convocation and they have a genuine cry, and it would be unfair of me to be given 2 hours to teach, and I will simply decide not to be deep. Meanwhile, what that person may be hearing may be the final opportunity for him to get a push. All of us in prophetic streams are gifted differently. And I don't know why they seem to think I'm anointed, but I'm suspicious of my own anointing. But I remember just before I went up, Pastor, he called me and said, "Professor." I said, "You're asking me to, you know and I know." I looked at him. I said, "You know and I know that it's not something you put in your hands, in your pocket and just bring out. If the Lord is not saying anything, you cannot make him say anything. The Lord might just want to be quiet." And you need to appreciate that sometimes God just wants to be quiet. But somebody walked up to me after the meeting last night. And he said, "Last year I came here with my wife." He said, "And I sat in all those sessions. And I was asking, which of these meetings has been apportioned to me?" He said, "And when you came up and you started teaching," said, "I wept." He said, "Because I knew that you were sent to me." Now, he was saying this to me last night. The man didn't know I was struggling to stay alive. He didn't know that I had no strength in me. Then he came to me last night and said, "You prophesied to me again." It was somewhere at the back. And I just said, the brother in white. So today I just want to share my heart with you, because what may qualify for a divine encounter for you may not be very noisy. I wish somebody heard that one. What may qualify as divine encounter may not be like what happened in the upper room. But you know, there was a time God used Elijah to call down fire, yet Elijah himself needed revival. You see, this is your mortal vessel. Huh? If you are still breathing, God will use it too. Even if you are dying. Then when you die, you will look for, "Who is there? Do you, what's your name?" Say, "Elisha." What do you do? Say, "I'm a farmer." I say, "Come." Remove the mantle. You are now the new Elijah. So continue. You know this man? Say, "Continue from where he stopped." I don't know how God does it. Like, he doesn't mind. God has a very healthy relationship with death. And let me tell you, the beauty of your Christian faith is not when you get to heaven, because everything is perfect there. It's when you have received a prophecy and assurances. When you have received a prophecy and even at the tail end, it seems that God lied to you. Or certain things, everything seems to be working against what God said to you. When you could have reacted in the flesh and God said, "Restrain, hold yourself, restrain, restrain." And you wept. Not because you did not know what you could have done to help yourself, but you are being restrained. Abraham said to the Lord, let's talk. What have you done? What is money? I am childless. My story is a case of partial faithfulness. And let me tell you, when you look at the scriptures, start from Abraham, he struggled to have a child. After then, he started having children anyhow. But he struggled for one. He prayed and fasted. When he married Keturah, he didn't pray. But you see that one that God, you see that one God told you about? Ah, yeah. You'll be asking yourself, I'm not planning to be a world evangelist. I just want a regular life. Today we will recover time. There was a woman who the Lord called to the ministry in the U.S. But she couldn't fulfill her ministry. And as she got older, she became very concerned that she would die and meet the Lord without anything to show for it. But you know, there's a principle in scripture. Where Jesus accused the unfaithful servant, he said, the moment you knew that I was an unjust fellow, you could have taken my money, the coin I gave you, and what? Invested it. Please, are you with me? You see, investment here can speak of someone like Bro Bimbo just looking at everything he has been through in the last 10-15 years. Because you see, when God is dealing with you and you finally get to Canaan, you will most likely become a man of few words. When you are in a meeting where there are a lot of men of God, they are shouting you out. And God said, because you are looking at this man, but you are not sure if he has gone half the journey. And you are not a pastor. What God made you go through to be the man he wants? Ah. Do you know that your training may not be for you, it may be for a generation that is coming? That everything Abraham went through, all that resilience, God encouraging him to walk in faith, was because Jesus could not be born in any lineage where there was no heritage of faith. It was because of Jesus. Everything Abraham went through, everything. That the burdens that are upon you may not be for this time. It may be for another nation 300 years from now. And your faith will become a signpost. You can read the story of Abraham and think he was just another regular guy. That is your story. If you walk with the Lord, you will have those painful moments where you could have chosen another life. And everything Jesus will keep telling you is, wait for me. Say, I'm coming. Say, tarry in Jerusalem. You see this? You see this issue of tarrying? It's why many destinies never showed up. Because God will use David, but he will not rush. Go and look at all the mistakes that David made. He made them on his journey. That, you see, that is why God did not turn his back on him. God is not waiting for a perfect person who got it all right. God is looking for a man, in spite of everything, wakes up the next day and takes another step. The people you are envying don't have better lives. They don't have covenant. You are the one who probably thinks you are small in your own eyes. You need to see how the heavens are screaming your name and shouting your name as the champion of heaven. If only we could just realize that we are heaven's best. That you are not really as weak as you think you are. And yes, you may be vulnerable, but God chose you. God chose you. God chose you. And he will not require anybody's permission. Because, like Pastor Ayo said, before there was a sense of your existence, before the doctors could check and say, we have a heartbeat in the mother's womb, God said, I already knew you. That means there is an existence that precedes a heartbeat. There is something about your destiny that is beyond what is known and accessible to men. You did not begin to live when the doctors told your mom you are pregnant. No. You see, everything we are doing now is just another beautiful story that is being told. Your name may not be in the Bible, but I want you to know your name is a story in God's book that generations will read. So even if you find that one leg is broken, drag it. Drag it.
All I want is for you.
2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We'll read from verse 1 and maybe all the way to verse 3. Now, I want to encourage us as we come for prophetic convocation tonight. You know, we pastor has asked us to give a special offering to our guest minister, but that is not enough. I don't do this often, but I would like us to give a special prophet offering to Pastor Ayo on behalf of the church. So if you, whatever it is, just send it to the church account and just put Pastor Ayo's name, so that after the meeting we can also honor him. I always tell people, you don't honor a visitor more than you honor your father. All those Chinese plates that your parents used to keep at the top of the wardrobe, and you only bring out when you have visitors. So now the things are still there. My mom doesn't know what to do with them. Busayo, we will celebrate today. Huh? You will live the life of a queen today. Are you listening to me? We are not going to wait till one perfect season. Today is for living. Today is for living. You are going to go home today and you are going to celebrate yourself. We are not going to wait for, oh, that's Maldives. No. We are going to be Maldiving ourselves in our parlor today. Amen. Give me that scripture. Finally, my brethren, say, pray for us that the word of God may have free course, which means the word of God can be in that, even though it's of the Lord. This is what happens when people say they receive a prophetic word. They now went to sleep. The word of God can be in that. You must pray. Prayer must accompany prophecy. It may be yours, but if prayer is truly a sign of dependence on God, then it means if you don't pray or you get tired of praying, the word can be in that. He said that the word of God may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Let me stop here for a second, just as an aside. You know, there are moments in your life, maybe when you are going through a challenge, I've been confronted in the last 1 week, 2 weeks, reviewing Asian religions. And one of the things I'm confronted with is how that entire nations wake up every morning, go back home at night, and God is not in their consciousness. And no matter what you say or claim about God's faithfulness, Jesus is also worried about those people. When you look at the religion of Shintoism, they have no guarantee that if they pray or call upon their God, they have no doctrine, they have no scripture, they have no text. Just anything, anyhow you feel it, that's it. No guidance on this is how to pray. But the religion, both Buddhism and Shintoism, is deeply embedded in the family culture. And one of the strongest points of those religions is venerating the dead. Which means you cannot be a Christian and be a Shintoist. Let me put it this way. You cannot be a Christian and be a Yoruba person. I don't know if that makes sense. Because the culture is built in such a way that your daily life means you are naturally practicing Shintoism. When you look at the Yoruba culture, no matter how established you are, when you see an elderly person, you prostrate, you greet. It's part of the culture. We don't see it as denigrating. The Igbo man may not share that philosophy. So, going against your family culture, the religion is the culture. It's like suddenly trying to become British. Nobody understands it. Oh, because you are a Christian, you can't go on your knees to greet your parents. Do you understand? That's the way they are seeing it. But you see, Christianity does not support venerating the dead. Which means, if for instance, I travel to the UK for studies, the moment I am back in Japan or in China or South Korea, one of the first expectations that will be required of me is to go to the burial spots of my forefathers with candles and worship them. It's the culture. There are some of these very thin candles like this. You light them and you bow. You are not. That's their own form of prayer. You bow to maybe the oldest, like three or four of them. You bow and you say, thank you for bringing me back safely. So when you become a Christian, you can no longer bow. Then it is seen as an aberration. You become an outcast. Your decision to follow Jesus puts you in arm's way automatically. ...1.5% of those in Japan are Christians, and they are all outcasts. I was listening to a lady who God gave the opportunity to travel to the US, and that was where she became a Christian. And she had a good life in the... very young girl. She's still young anyway. Had a good life in the US, was able to stay back, start building a career, and then she woke up one morning and she was in tears because the Lord was saying, what about your nation? Jesus sponsored her to leave a nation on scholarship. She wasn't a Christian. Came to the United States, realized she was lonely, but she noticed the happiest people around the hostels were Christians. So she decided to make friends with one or two of them. And those ones say, oh, can you join us for fellowship? What is fellowship? She doesn't know. She thought it was a club. She went with them. But she noticed in that meeting, everybody was genuinely affectionate. You see, which is what Bara was talking about. Genuinely affectionate. How are you? It was not plastic. And then she realized she had never had that experience before. She didn't come to Jesus on the strength of a miracle. She came into a church and saw the way people treated each other. And she said, I want this. I have a large family at home, but I've never had something like this. Jesus made perfect sense to her because of the attitude of Christians in the church. But that was not where Jesus was going. It was still a process for her, because now she's confronted with what Christianity, having to trust a savior. Because where she's coming from, there is no concept of original sin. Do you know what I mean by original sin? The sin of Adam. There was no concept of it. So she did, what do you mean by somebody sin? It doesn't make sense. And Jesus began to walk through her. She wasn't one of those people who had a vision and Jesus appeared to. All her entire transition was through fellow sisters, young ladies like herself in the church. People who say, this is what this means. This is what it means to be righteous. She didn't mention her pastor throughout that testimony. Do you see what your lack of discipleship may be costing the Lord? The person who encouraged her and welcomed her when she came in through the door never knew that this was somebody the Lord would send back to Japan. And after she got her degree, settled down, was trying to live a happy life, then the Lord confronted her in her heart. She didn't have a vision. The Lord confronted her in her heart and said, "What about your nation?" But she, you know, that statement immediately suggests to her what she's going to have to face. Number one, you are even a lady. You are a lady. And I hope you know what that means in an Asian community. She met this guy who also speaks English. And the guy too said he felt the burden. "Let's go back together." And I was listening to her. She was sharing her testimony. She was weeping throughout. That's the one person you want to go and be dragging crown with when you get to heaven. The one who could have stayed back in the U.S. But let's forget about Asia for now, because that's my own area of madness. I've always felt that maybe that's where I was first born, you know, but the plane developed some problems and then I found myself in Nigeria. But there are a few like that here, like Mommy Tammy, a few of us that have our planes. Amen. Do you know that you will need to pray for the word of God to have free course in your family? If you don't pray, in spite of the prophecy, there might be challenges. In fact, if you have a brother or a sister or a child that is giving you a lot of headache, that one, there's prophecy over his life. If there's anyone that is giving you concern, that you look at him and you weep, that one, there's prophecy there. That's why there's contention. And in case you are the person, I came to tell you there's prophecy over you. Said, "I pray that the word of God will have free course." So which means you have a good occasion to pray. You need to pray that the word of God will have free course in your life. Your own life. Because sometimes there are things within us that resist. Even as a pastor, there are things within us that can resist the word of the Lord. Because the truth is, I still have personal interest too. I have things I like. When I wanted to stop becoming a Christian, one of the things Satan told me, which I believed, and somewhere in my head, there's a 10% part of me that still agrees, is that Jesus stole my youth from me. He did not allow me to live as a proper child. I'm talking about the lies of the devil. I'm telling you, some of you, how many of you gave your life to Christ in the last 5 years? Please, do we have people like that here? 5 years? Okay. So why can't I be like that? Why can't I be like that? Let me too do my Yahoo, then come back and say I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But there's a reason why we were apprehended. I sincerely believe I would have self-destructed. I would never have been neutral. Neutral? For what? What are you doing in church? Which sensible person goes to church on Sunday? What are you doing in church? Huh? Okay, you. Why are you here now? from Friday, we would have started at the club. Maybe by now we'll be taking Pastor Mo or something for the hangover now, because we still need to show up tomorrow. And some of you are like me. Jesus robbed you of your childhood. He didn't allow you stray. You could have strayed. Nobody would have asked you why. Nobody, your parents didn't know how Jesus was Lord or not Lord. Your decision to follow in Pastor Barra was not entirely your decision. There is he that worketh in you, both to will. For some strange reason, you could not deviate very far. For some reason. When you look at your story now, you just realize that actually, even when you are in Akure, you could have been doing your thing. Nobody would know. They would just see you that Pastor Kwe is a very gentle, is very calm, is very. But in Noni, you understand? He may be very high on Shisha, you will not know. But you see, he's always calm. You think it's just that he's thinking about Nigeria's problem. No, the effect of the, see, he's a philosopher. He's always, see, if there's anyone that you are trusting God for, it may be a good time to pray for that person and say, Lord, let your word have free course, because God's word is like water. It knows how to flow into people's hearts. There are things you will do, you will struggle. The person will not listen to you. Please put up that scripture. Verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. This is a prayer. Paul said we should pray that the word of God will have what? Free course. And that we will be what? Delivered. You see, the word delivered is significant. Deliverance here suggests that you have been bound already. Huh? Something has already happened. You have been tied by people who have what it takes to hold you temporarily or hold you. And usually these people are people of influence, businesses, offices, parents, friends, people who the scripture describes as what? As what? Unreasonable. Huh? Please put up that scripture. Unreasonable. You can't appeal to them. Oh, but are you with me? There are people the scripture refers to as unreasonable and wicked. When you appeal to them, sir, please, they can choose to be, they choose not to be. And let me tell you, you want to get married to someone, these are two things you must look out for in your potential spouse. Is she someone you can appeal to? Don't marry someone that has a very high performance rate, character wise. Let me explain. Don't marry someone or don't get involved with someone who really makes mistakes. Because she won't understand the day you fall. He won't understand when you fall. Your falling may not be a time to pray. It may be a time to remind you of how faithful she has been. Or he has been. People who choose to be unreasonable, they are not making blank statements. So many of them are living right. Marry someone who loves you enough to forgive you and rebuild with you. Paul said, Apostle Paul, the man of God, said we should pray for him that he is surrounded by unreasonable and wicked. What is the definition of the word wicked? When someone assures you that this particular contract or job will be given to you and even referred you, only for the person to go behind you to say, well, it's good though, but he didn't say they shouldn't give the job. He just said, actually, I've seen him, he's trying. Do you plan to give a $20 million contract to someone who is trying? And there are some of us, we do not realize that the current business we are currently working on, the project, is the doorway to another one. I sat in my office. There were two brothers in my office who didn't know each other. And Brother A complained about Brother C. There was this contract we gave out, this. And Brother C mismanaged the contract to the tune of... Brother B sat down quietly, didn't say a word. After Brother A left, Brother B told me, do you know I just spoke to Brother C 2 weeks ago about carrying out a similar project for me, running into several millions. I have not disbursed funds. Then I sit in your office and I see someone complain. Unfortunately, when the matters are being decided, Brother C will not be there. But Brother C will be praying, open heaven, open door, open heaven. You said it, you will do it, you said it. Oh, God will not do anything. Now, I didn't tell the brother not to continue with the project. The brother simply said, well, this is something to consider. Brother B said, this is something to consider. I know what that language means. It means we will need to shop for someone else. It takes someone who knows you to harm you. And these two prayers are prayers I want us to take our time to pray. Number one, that the word of God must find free course, because there's a place you can get to in your life where God's word will not have any emotional effect or spiritual effect on your soul. So you need to pray that God's word must continue to penetrate your soul as a person. Number two is that even after you have done everything right, you will be surrounded often with unreasonable and what? But today, we ask that the Lord, wherever you have been discredited, the Lord will go and recommend you there. The Lord will recommend you there. It's like some of you have not seen the heat of what's the opposite of recommendation now? Is it the recommendation? Disapproval. Discredit. You don't have a business, so except you have character capital. You don't have a business if you are not a man of your word. That's why you can bring your tithe for business. God will say, don't worry, go and eat it, because you are the Alpha and Omega. Eat your tithe, because you have no character. We must be delivered from unreasonable. There are some people, and I'm almost tempted to think unreasonable people are even more dangerous than wicked men. A wicked man has defined his position. An unreasonable man will just choose not to understand. sir, please, sir, my team member made a mistake. I will fix it. I will take responsibility. I will do this. No, 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 no. Meanwhile, you have invested 30% of the funds which they gave to you in launching that assignment or project. Now, this person is asking for full repayment. We are talking about 25 million. Please, even if you are Otedola's daughter, 30% of 25 million in this blessed economy. You said? Now, if you wanted to waste 7.5, don't you know how to waste it? Now, part of the project you don't have. Somebody is angry with you. If I wanted to blow 7.5, I just need to call Kemi Oloyede or some of you in this church. You will tell me, go left. That money will not remain one kobo. Just once you cross Bank Anthony, go just, you can't miss it. Once you get to Ikeja shopping mall, there are things to buy. You don't even need to, you don't price them. Just one iPhone alone. Not from China. Half of the money is gone. And if you have a friend or a loved one who loves you so much and encourages you to be very wasteful, that's also an unreasonable person. And you brothers, nobody is coming to get you. Brothers, nobody is coming to get you. So, make sure your house rent is ready. Have at least two good pairs of shoes that can weather the storm. Emphasis on weather, because you will need it. The problem many times when we come to church is that we are presented with a Christianity, Christian faith that didn't match our daily realities. So we didn't know what to do with trials. When I come to a place like this and I preach and shout, yes! The brother sitting is asking, is it the same Nigeria, or what's happening here? Is it that some people have information before some of us, because these ones are responding? That brother is broke. That brother is shouting. Doesn't know what he's going to eat this night. But he decided to shout. He decided to sing. Huh? So, you must make your own decision. Because... oh my... Most of the times I've been in meetings where people shout. I didn't really understand why they were shouting. And I'm a pastor. Like, I have to be honest with you. I really don't know why people are shouting. Like, I'm always saying, sorry, what was that? Like, I don't know. Like, if I was a new person just coming to cry, like I don't, what's wrong with you people? Why is she rolling on the floor? Why is she screaming? Like. I would have been a terrible critic, sincerely. I just don't get it. I don't understand you Pentecostals. I mean, so when you read or study the life of Abraham, you can see how a man developed his faith. Not from preaching, but from daily living. There are certain things you cannot say about divorce if you have not been through it. There is no pastor I will just tell you, according to the word of God, you know, there's hope for. It takes somebody who has been there and God brought him out to look at someone and say, you will come out of it. That if I'm in your life, you will come out of it. Why? This man is talking from 11 years experience. This woman, that you will come out of it is 11 years talking to you. 11 years summarized. So we must celebrate our pain. We must celebrate our challenges, because somebody later will need it. We must not discredit our trials in the church. It's okay to make people feel like, I just called upon the Lord. I saw three. All the angels have left Nigeria. They are not here. We have each other. I say we have each other. Any small change, angel. You, okay, talk to me. I'm the one going through the problem. Advice, tell me something. Say, lift up your eyes, sense, and don't. We are not going to sense anything today. How did you go through it? Tell me. I'm not all right. Yeah, just see me. I sat down in front. I'm not all right. Brother, tell me something. The moment I prod him that way, his heart will also open. He will, from his heart, he will talk to you. Sometimes, it may not even be anything he will say. He will just hug you. He will just hug you. Sometimes, he will weep with you. And that is all you need. I went to preach in a meeting many years ago. And I was so sick. But I was one of the guest speakers in that meeting. There was a pastor that was invited from Port Harcourt. I know. I'm better now. I used to be very biased. Once I know where you are coming from, especially as a preacher, you know, the brother came and was preaching prosperity. You know, me, I was already poor. So, I did not. Don't come and tell me how you bought your Lamborghini. I don't want to hear. I have Jesus. I want Jesus. I only want Jesus. But I was jobless. The money I will use to go back to my state was supposed to come out from that meeting. But this is a prosperity preacher. Paul said, "Open our hearts are open to you. You too, open your hearts to us." After the meeting, the man of God was saying to me, "So, my God, I was so blessed by your ministration." I said, "Yeah." I was looking at his shoes, fine shoes. It was before it used to pay to be a pastor. Before, Pastor Barra, it used to be very great. And if you are married to an outcast, or to a white, there was a time that thing was trending in Nigeria, where almost every you'll be when they introduce you, they'll use your wife as a signature, like he says, his lovely wife Marine or Lorraine or something. She has one nice name, white from head to toe. Like, I see the woman that believed in this ministry, all of them out. Mention to you, know, they have run away. So I was just talking to that pastor from Port Harcourt. You see, and it is so beautiful to know that God many times does not respect our bias. I like the man, though, but his prosperity was too intimidating for me. And I asked scriptures to counter him. But while we were talking, he was appreciating me. And he just said, I will need to bring you to Port Harcourt. And he hugged me and I got healed. Busayo, I have been seeing. See, me, my own healing, a graduate. The first, one of the few times in my life that I've ever experienced instant healing in a meeting was that prosperity preacher. I thanked him. I said, thank you. He did not know what he did for me. That up till now, he doesn't know what, like, I felt it. I felt well. But he didn't pray. He hugged me. See, this our communal faith. This 5-10 minutes after service that we just sit down and talk to each other. Some of you know that when you get to your office tomorrow, you will not talk to anybody like that. Am I not saying something here? Because everybody just minds his business. Maybe we should start a new series on the love life of a church, because this is the only way we will preserve our community. This is the only way that we can preserve ourselves from the decay that is in the world. When I can look at her and she genuinely knows that I actually truly love her. Your life is a story that is being told. And if you actually look back, you have not actually been without guidance. If you look at your life closely, you might not have been hearing audible voices or seeing angels. But really, when you look at it now, look at how you found yourself in this hall this morning. You realize that some of the meetings, chance encounters you had with people was not really about those people, it was about somebody else. I went for a meeting somewhere around Festac many years ago. I almost did not go for that meeting. I almost did not go because I was meeting the brother that was hosting that meeting for the first time, and the brother used to invite an espor, or he had invited an espor for his meetings. But an espor now told him that, see, I'm in Abuja, I cannot provide oversight for you. There is a man in Lagos, his name is Benga Shafe, go and look for him. And he gave him my number. So he called me and said, I had a conversation with Paul and he asked me to come and meet you. We have a meeting, so time, we would like you to come and preach at that meeting. I said, okay, I'll still work in the bank. And I wore my shoes, so I think it was a Friday vigil, and I walked into that meeting and I met Bara in that meeting. Alright, I met Pastor Bara. I'm not sure if I ever looked down on you in any way. Because it's easy to identify with people's prophecy when it is manifesting. But I was trying to find my own path. Bara too was trying to find his own path. Bara simply showed up here on Sunday and said, God told him to be coming here. Meanwhile, there was one couple at Igbo Sherede that I delivered from the hands of death. And the lady is a popular worship minister in Lagos now, you know. But they had a major crisis in their family. Major. The family was already out, split. And even our own pastor threw her and her husband out. And I had to step in to save that situation. I was going towards Akute almost every day as a banker to manage that relationship. And, you know, by the time church was starting, they said, Pastor, nobody has stood with us like this. So, me, I didn't think we'll be looking for worship leader. How many years is church now? Maybe by God's grace, next Sunday, they will be here. By God's grace. In destiny, you have your company. when you force people to stay in your life, you bring many sorrows. If that brother cannot choose you, let him go. You are better off on your own. If the brother's plan is for you to marry him, then you will stop what you are doing. Don't marry. You met me doing what I'm doing now. You now want me to leave my vision for you as a lady. No, sir. Come on, I beg to differ. Many unreasonable men. You know that scripture did not say women. Many unreasonable men, they hide, they lie, they want to bring you into their space. They've never controlled anything in their life. They want to start with you. If you put half of this effort into your own life, you would have made much progress. You now see somebody whose life is okay. Someone who started a business. Someone who sponsored her own masters. You now say, no, leave what you are doing. Come and follow this ministry. We will not follow this ministry. We will not follow this ministry. Day your day. Those are questions you ask in relationship. Oh, don't close your eye and say you are following a man. Hello? Which man are you following? Have a life. Have your own friends. Stop saying your husband is your best friend. Have your friends. If your husband is not at home, won't you have someone to talk to? If I pay the house rent, the next thing I want to do is not to talk. I'm depressed. Come on now, is someone hearing me? When they tell you that your daughter, she's becoming more matured, she needs to get a new set of uniform, she's this, she's that, the hair she wants to make, you think it's a small thing. The uniform, one shirt is 50,000 or 25,000. You just sit down on your own, they'll bring bill. Say the shoe is spoiled. Why? Every day you buy my shoes. Okay. Who is asking me if I have shoe? One man, the president, he said, but he became president of Nigeria, and he did not do anything about those of us who don't have shoes. Many of us are unhappy because we let our vision go. It's a very grave mistake a lot of ladies are making. You suffocate your vision that you have worked so hard on. If you had not been working on, do you think that guy will appreciate you enough to be talking about, what are you talking about? Say, Ruth Abokoku. Do you know what Ruth Abokoku is? You know Ruth in the Bible? They say she went to sleep at is it Boaz, the farm of Boaz. Say, I will die with this man. You want to die with a man. I hope the man has a farm. And men, it's okay to be ambitious. Healthily. Healthily. There's a way God is going to bless you. Your children will be afraid to change their name. They will keep your name. Say amen. The way God will bless you. Bless you. They'll say no. They will remind you, I am the son of Alfred. They will remind you. Because there's a way God blesses you, it becomes covenant. Anybody that identifies with that name becomes blessed. And that's your portion. Don't
don't take this battle lying on your back. Tomorrow is going to be a better day. You will just, in the next 5-10 years, you will see your daughter walking across the house and telling you, "Mommy, I'm going on a date." You're like, "Ah." Like, you are saying, "Tammy, ah, Tammy." Or she will tell you, "Mommy, don't worry, I'll fix you dinner." Like, wow. Wow. Eh, Brobimbo? Like, you just realize that you actually needed to come get something from me. And you just tell your son, "Take the car, go to Paso." Few years away from now. See, let me tell you, all this effort you are making, oh, the day of reward is coming. So don't give up and don't lose your dream. Don't lose your dream. Satan is a stealer of dreams. He has not gotten you until he has taken your dream away. And if in the process of going in this direction, you find that one of your legs has become broken like Jacob, drag it. Drag it. Jacob might be a cheat, but he dragged himself till we now say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The God of the cheat. God changed the name, but when you want to pray, say the God of Abraham, Isaac. Go and argue with your keeper. Shebi, you are very holy. Go and discuss with God why he did not remove. Shebi, you change his name. So you remove, identify with the new name. Because that old name has history. Your story is a beautiful story. Huh? Your story will become a major encourager of men. My brother, sitting, the two of you sitting in front. When I came to this city, you had more clothes, from what I can see, you had more clothes than I did. I came to, do you live in Lagos? What state are you coming from? Osun. Okay, I was coming from Ondo State. So I will still pass through your state. Which means you have a better head start in destiny. Because if you leave Oshogbo and I leave Akure, you will still get to Lagos before me. Which means you have a better head start. But when I came here, I came with a letter. The only thing valuable to my name was a letter. And on the top of that letter was Oceanic Bank International. Huh? We were so poor in our family, I could not disclose my salary to my mom. Because she would have a heart attack. My mom worked as a teacher. Do you have any parents that are teachers? Huh? Do you have civil servants? Huh? You are lucky. Those of us whose parents were civil servants, way back, now they are enjoying. See the permanent secretary seated. He's a permanent secretary in this state. Now, some of you still think I'm joking. You don't understand that my jokes are prophecies. Pastor Tope, the only thing I'm going to tell you now is that please, when you get there, still, I want to identify with you. Eh? I want to come and pray at the governor's office. Eh? So, in Jesus' name, you will even go beyond that. My brothers, I came with that letter. See, I went to, there's a market in Akure known as Ojaoba. The little money my mom had, she told me to go and buy any clothes I think bankers. There was nobody in my family to tell me this is how bankers should dress. There was nobody. Alright? We suffered so much, there was no reference for prosperity. The only reference was my dad and he was dead. I went to Ojaoba on my own. I bought, you know those those kind of trousers that at the bottom, there's a name for those. It's not baggy, it's fitted here. Then do you know the kind of it wasn't too wide, but it was wide, and it was black deliberately, because I will wear it 5 days a week. I'm not joking, though. Because I'm telling you, after this meeting, you are going to experience a major push. Maybe this is why God brought you here today. I selected the clothes myself, and they were all second hand. Don't let anybody push you against yourself. You are running against yourself. Life is in phases. Just yesterday in the hotel room, yesterday, Pastor Ayo sent for me, and he had many people in his bedroom that had major issues. And Pastor Ayo kept saying, "Where is Binga? Where is Binga?" I saw Tayo Adari seated. I saw Pastor Desmond seated. I saw these people seated. And they were all laughing. And I'm like, it was funny. They said, he wants to see you. I said, let's go. They said, no. So I called the PA and I said, what's going on in that room? He said, Papi said, come. When I got there, I saw people seated. He said, this is Prophet Shafe. Minister to this one, minister to that. Then he took some, he went into his bedroom. You know the first thing that came to my mind? Like, you have, anything you hear today is false prophecy. I just knew. I said, today, false prophecy galore. He did not heads up. He just believed I was in the spirit. I've not been praying. Now, let me tell you, I've not been praying for like 2 weeks. I've not. I know it sounds very unchristian, but Temi Yemi, Bara, how do you. Now, me, no. Please, he needs to know. Him and Anatu needs to know what I'm saying. Now, let me if you understand as they do me. Have you ever gone to God's presence and you are just telling? Please. Do we have people? I know some of you are very prayerful. You just. And that 30 minutes will meet you there. Let's come out and tell people our struggles, Rapat. Let's tell people that it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated. Abraham went to God and said, you didn't give me a child. What are we talking about? You are blessing me, giving me money, contract. I don't have a child. I'm 9 something. Sorry. Is it that this thing is very hard for you? Just tell me. He confronted God. Though that was reckless, because he met God on a good day. I was happy with my life. I was living in my father's city. You came to me. I didn't know you. We have our own gods. You came to me and said, follow me. Promise. This is 19. Is this how people do here? Just one child. And you keep saying, oh, Lema, for the time of life. You saw the way Pastor was prophesying yesterday. So there's a season. Okay. I don't want season. I don't want season. Tell me when I will have a child. I don't want season. Just when you think God would see your frustration, I just said, you find that you are the one resisting God. Do you know, my brother, that when I had that letter and I went to from the Ojaoba market straight to Lagos New, I bought one shirt. You don't need cufflinks because you are complicating your matter. Just buy a shirt that has button. You are, once you start looking for cufflinks, because you need to be ready to go. I bought black shirts. By the time I resumed at the Tiamu Savage branch, my office was, and I was so thrilled when I got there. See the bad beach. The beach, in the beach that is now Eco Atlantic. Then see the popular days of multi-choice. Multi-choice was in front of when I walk into my street, like you see, you either bam PHB or Shonik GT multi-choice. Then every time I close the beam, I'll just walk towards the beach. Where I was coming from, the only river there will take you away. Omi Ogbese. There's one Ogbese. What? Those who are laughing, they know this. There's one. There are rivers you hear of in your state, but you don't see them, but they are there. They are like landmarks. Because you are in Port Harcourt, but there are some rivers. Those who live in rivers, river state, know that there are some rivers that are landmark. They are used to. In fact, some local governments are named after certain rivers. Are you talking about? I will go there and just watch like the first of my kind in Lagos. But do you know what happened when I was coming to Lagos in that bus? This was how I held my bag. It was a red and white Ghana Must Go. I remember that big. This was how they said I should put my bag under the. I said no. There was one valuable thing inside that bag. It was the letter. You will not get to via Uzumba Mbadiwe. Now I say, so sorry, we need a photocopy of the letter. I say, letter. You are here by. You just. Do you know? They are coming all the way from Oshun, from Akure. He said, where is the letter? Okay, you are the sub. This is how I had my bag. I slept on it. I woke up. Where is this? Jebo didn't sleep. This is my last shot at destiny. This is how I held it. Only for me to get to the office, and my regional manager was in town. Say, who are you? You are the one that we are running to say. I didn't know anything. Debit and my wife used 4 years plus strike to learn debit and credit. I just look at that's why I wasting their time. See? Now they put me in front of a computer. The first time I used a computer, confirm, was in the bank. Anybody can come to you and give the impression they always knew that they will turn out right. We all stumbled into destiny. We all stumbled into destiny. That is how I know you will not remain the same. Pastor Baha, they put a piece in front of me. Username. I still remember. Oluwagbenga_S. See how far you have brought me. Look, anybody can make you think they were. None of us had it together. We stumbled into destiny. We were guided. We must now extend the same patience to those who are coming, because these ones, this generation, they are better than us. The man embarrassed me in front of the whole office. Say, we are not mourners here. We don't mourn. Because I wore black shirt, black suit, that trouser with, even the jacket and the trousers, they were not the same material. Then I wore a black shirt and I think with a pink tie. You see, I was a member of the choir in Redeem and in Accra, and we wear odd colors. You know the way choir people used to dress those days? And I used to be the head of the choir. There was nobody to lead the choir. So for you to know how important my role was. So, and I've asked myself, what will make me fail on this job? The only thing that will make me fail is if I was leading a song and I no longer have any song to sing. So I wrote everything down. The songs are already known and arranged. Jesus the miracle worker. Brian Ajayi was my drummer. Jesus the miracle worker. He is the miracle worker. He will do it again. Ah! See, people will be dancing. So the technique is, don't move too much. Don't try to take any special part. Just say da 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 da. You see the way you are just moving. People, they love your smile. They everything is calculated. Just manage 20 minutes. All this there was nothing like that then. Once you do that, if you take off key, spoil everything. That was what I wore. It was what I had. It was this. That dressing was the story of where I was coming from. But one man could not relate with it, and he embarrassed me. Man of God, you know what I did? I was living at Aja. I rented house in Aja. 120,000. The first night, rain took the house away. Rain fell. I did not know that the house was on the swamp. There was a crocodile that lives at my backyard. I didn't know. I snakes. Oh, my mother. Oh. I thought I was happy, like I have a house. I live on the island side of life. Nobody could come to the house. My wife came there, she could not drink water. Because the bathroom and the toilet is the same place. I mean, I just one. Who was there? See? Those days when goodness, don't let me describe that blessed restroom. You pour the water, it will not go down, it will come up, and then, oh goodness. So, you know what? We have to look for an alternative restroom, because this the challenge of even using this restroom is too much. Before and after. But it was my house, 120. Anytime it rains, thunder always strikes my TV. The man already knows that we are coming every weekend. He has bought the part. Maruf, he has bought the part at Adurandabout. When he comes, you say, because Arani, once there's lightning, even if the lightning doesn't touch my building, once there's lightning, you just hear poo. Poo. The TV has stopped, is gone. What was I watching on TV? Silverbed News. That's the only channel I was able to get. Silverbed, 10 o'clock. President Obasanjo has. Because when life deals with you, you'll be listening to news. I'll not tune the antenna. The day God blessed me and I ran away from that place, with the prayer of my wife, the first thing I bought was a flask. You have suffered. You have tried. LG, I use that TV. Use it. You are a woman. I use it. That is TV I married with. I use it. What? There was nothing on the dashboard of my life that showed that anything good will come out. Because my hope was my dad. I didn't pray until my father died. I didn't need the prayer. Don't let life happen to you. Just if you can't help people, just leave them. Don't leave them, because you don't you are touching, when you touch people unhealthily, you are touching a lot of pain. The same regional manager that looked at me, do you know, sir, that weekend, me and Pastor Desmond went to Marina under bridge because of the insult. Because I'm his landlord. You understand? It will not be good that the only money that God is using to help us here, one man will now say, this guy is not fit. They will now sack me. Pastor Desmond was the one speaking all the Hausa with the Malam. My first major suit was purchased under Marina Bridge. Striped. But this one now, you have to, if you don't tell, nobody will know. See me, I entered office on Monday. It was so obvious. I don't know how we concluded that thing was my size, but you know, there's a way those people touch, those people under that, there's a way they touch the thing. The day you wash that, that's how this plus shirt and everything. I did not know that you are not supposed to wash suit with. I used my hand to wash suit. I did not know. So Pastor says, why they do it like this? No. Anger. In Pastor, you know, he has native intelligence. I love Pastor Desmond is not my friend though, he's my brother. Pastor Desmond is that kind of person for me that if we were sharing family inheritance, he will get inside. Even though he's not in that family. Eh? But he's family. So they must still say, okay, take this plot of land. It's the family that doesn't bear your name, but that one, you can't offend me. You can't offend. Just leave us together with our madness. It was Pastor Desmond that used wisdom to repackage the already battered Hausa suit that I damaged. I bought that suit, 5,000. Many years later, that regional manager now had problems and he was fired. And then he needed something from the bank. And he came. And they told him, Gwenga is the manager there. He could not call me. But he was parked outside. It is Jeep. Then my friend called me, Ernest. He said, Oga, he now mentioned his name. He said, he's outside. He said, but you know you people have history. I said, no, all things have passed away. Things have passed away. Everything you did that you thought, everything you did to Joseph in Potiphar's house that you thought was to destroy him, was only pushing him closer. Huh? The man required a very rare privilege which I should not grant except he comes into the banking room, because the camera will see that that thing was done in the banking room. And I took all those items and I went to him and said, say, my boy, Gwenga. I say, good afternoon, sir. So, wow, you are transformed. I say, yes. Say, you are the one heading that thing. I say, yes. Say, wow. I say, this is my mother. And I'm now fit to meet his mother. I now said, mommy, how are you, married? And I said, I brought this for you. And he looked at me. He looked at me. Now, the question was, why did I go out of my way that day? I didn't do it because I'm a nice person. Because niceness is not a fruit of the Spirit. When I was going to be fired in that bank, even though the man hated me, it was still the same man that God used to keep my job. And I didn't forget that favor. I already got an email officially from the bank that my appointment will be terminated. That was few months to my wedding. they were withholding my upfront in those days when we get upfront, and that upfront was like blood money. As a junior staff then, entry level, January 2 when we resume, I will be paid. First thing as I'm resuming and logging in, I will see 486,000. As at 2008. Then while I'm looking at that, I will see another alert, 180,000. This is the January, please sit down. This is the January where people will say, oh, things are tough. Then 2 weeks after, I will get another alert. In January, I get paid 4 times. That was my office, Oshoni Bank. Experience peace. Do you know that the next level to me, the next, if I was to be promoted, will not get 800,000. You know, mine was 486. You will get like 1.3. And most of us were asking. So imagine the kind of bastard money. People were coming into the office January 2. When we resume in Oshoni Bank, the MD will tell you, do your best. Work hard. You have a future here. That's what they tell you. I wasn't looking for another bank. I was going to die there. The girl that got me that job, Kemi, told me, this job is not for you to stay. I've met God. See, if God, you are not truly alone until God stops bringing men in your path. That girl was 16. You probably will know Kemi. FGC Akure. Very young, but wiser than her age. She said to me, this job is for you to save. 2 years later, you are moving to the U.S. I will facilitate it with my dad's influence. Oh boy. I suppose don't go. When I told you God stole my childhood, some of you did not understand. So, sir, somebody's father used that his influence get you job for bank. Then they left the country and told you that don't spend your salary for 2 years. We will use the money to facilitate, to boost your account. We'll bring you to the U.S. Sorry, sir. If we get to the U.S., am I looking for wife? No, forget prayer. Am I looking for wife? You have wife. It's just to tell us when you want to do it. There's nothing like we did it for God. You are who for God. Even if that was not the intention, nature will take its course. I think last year I spoke to her after a long time. And I said, you were sent to me on my journey. And I'm not sure you know how significant. And as I was talking, she was saying, ha, that's what she was saying, ha. She thought she was just being a child. So when I tell you to pray that you'll be free from unreasonable men, it's because unreasonable men can prevent helpers of destinies. So I've come this far with the little grace I have to trust him. He gave me that job and he took it. And I have been fine. You can trust him. Your life is not on the stage, Joe. Your life is a real story, like Jacob's. It's a real story, like Abraham. Don't be moved by other people's story to the point that it demoralizes you. A day will come, you will sit with your children and you will tell them, this is how we got here. The way Abraham asked all his children, the ones from Keturah and Isaac, and he told them, this is the covenant that God had with me concerning Isaac. You, this is how your mother came in. And he shared the inheritance, but it was only Isaac that got the blessing. And peradventure you are listening to me today and you have made some very major mistakes in your life. Please get up. Let's move forward again. It's not over until you say so. Your life is not going to be without scars. There is nobody that marries and prays to be a widow in 2 years, 3 years, but it happens. So let's hold each other's hands. That's the least we can do for ourselves. If you are here this morning, I want you to know it's the season for refreshing. The season for refreshing. And you will be better tomorrow. And much more better next tomorrow. And listen to me, one day you just wake up and realize that, the God of my journeys. The God of my journeys. I will not always be here. But when you are 70 and you look back, will you be able to say, the God that found me in the year 1993 and has journeyed with me, I thought he took away my youth from me. I didn't know he was keeping it. I didn't know he was preserving it. I was not always perfect. David made many mistakes. But on his deathbed, what did he say? He said, behold the sweet psalmist of Israel. A man after God's own heart. When you search deep within David, his heart was not the throne. His heart was not the kingdom. He failed as a father. He did well as a king, but he failed as a father. He accumulated many wives. But you see, at the core of his being, if you ask David, choose one thing, he will just tell me, take me back to those days when it was just God and myself. And today, David remains a model. God chose a man like David to be a model for every Christian who sincerely wants to take a major journey with the Lord. To look at the path that this men have taken and to protect your sense of sincerity. My prayer is that for everyone who is in this meeting this morning, that the Lord will start a fresh work with us. That you will be encouraged. That your tears will count for something major in the future. That everything and everyone that God has put around you in this season, you will not lose anyone. Listen, when I came to this land, God raised people to help me. But there are people that also came to this church and the Lord told me, he said, be in their lives. Help them till I tell you to stop. Many of them did not believe that I meant what I said. My greatest joy is 10 years, and 10 years just around the corner. 10 years from now, you see all these young ones, they will be the ones on the stage. You will hear of them doing great things in different sphere of influences, and you'll be like, ah, but I used to know her, but she was just a young, but we will no longer despise the days of little beginning. We will not do it. So please, today, we will no longer be discouraged. Amen? We will no longer be discouraged. Listen to me, you will get married. Before the end of this year, you will not remember how much you have in your account. Come on, rise on your feet. I am not just talking about being blessed. I'm talking about being fruitful. Some of you did not, maybe because I'm not talking about salary. I said before the end of this year, the Lord will so much cause you to flourish. You will not remember how much you have in your account. Because the Lord will cause kings to come to your light. People of influence, we beg you to accept them. Someone did not get this prayer. Listen. It is one level to labor. It is another level when the vault is open for you. Because you have been trusted. You are not old, sir. At 80, Caleb recovered a mountain that was prophesied. He could have told his children to take it. Listen, sir, you are not old. The mountain is still yours. That promise is still your own. In this land and beyond the nations, the land is still yours. I said you have lands that are not in Nigeria. I said you have lands in your name that are not in this country. I prophesy again. I say you have properties in your name that are not in this country. And God will give it to you because He wants to show off. You have tried. God has seen your heart. This is the day of reward. I say this is the day of reward. There will not be a vacancy, but you will be promoted. I want you to know that God is committed to your progress. God is committed to your fulfillment. And God is the one rooting for you. God is the one wiping your tears. God is the one who is saying to you, don't give up. God is the one that is saying to you, I will return and you will have a child. God is the one saying to you, I have not forgotten my promise. God is the one who says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That which I said before, I can still bring it to pass. That promise is a personal promise to you. And you must see it as such. Said, I will not leave you comfortless. God says, I will not leave you without comfort. I will not leave you without comfort. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted. Say all I want. The hands of somebody, let us strengthen each other. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be. I want you to look into the eyes of the person that you are holding and say, in Jesus' name, you are welcome to a new season. A season of ease. A season of new opportunities. A season without battles. Some of you have been fighting for so long, but you are now coming into a season where you will rest in green pastures. Green pastures. It is the day of divine remembrance. I said, this is the day of divine remembrance. The Lord asked Sarah, he said, why did you laugh? Her laughter was the laugh of unbelief. But God had a covenant with her husband. Her unbelief did not matter again. Today, God will bypass your fears. Sometimes something good can be happening. I say, hey, this good thing that is happening, I believe, I hope it will not stop. I hope it will not stop. I came to announce to you, greater things are even in front of you. The scripture said after Jesus had fasted and he had waited on the Lord in the mountain, the Bible says angels came and ministered to him and they strengthened him. And today we ask for strength for everyone in this meeting, for those who are online. We ask for strength. I want you to ask the Lord for strength. I want you to ask him for strength. Ask him for strength for the journey. I want you to pray sincerely and ask him for strength. Ask him for strength. Ask him for strength. Strength is made available now. Ask him for strength. Ask him for strength in the name of Jesus. Ask him for strength. Strength for the seasons that are ahead. Ask him for strength for the journey that is ahead. Ask him for strength. Yes, the Lord is giving strength. The Lord is giving strength. You will never be alone again. You will never have to take this path alone again. The Lord is bringing strength. Some of this will be replicated as people he will be bringing into your life. People to strengthen you on the journey. In the name of Jesus. The works of your hands are blessed. Your eyes are open. That which the Lord has prepared for you and your children, you will not miss it. The battle is over. The battle is over. The battle is over. The battle is over. The contention is over. The contention is over. The contention over your destiny is over. For the Lord will call you by a new name. A name which he himself will give to you. A name by which your children will be known. A name of covenant. A name of covenant. A name of covenant. From today, your path will be laced with peace. You will lie down in peace. You will get up in peace. For the Lord will keep that which concerns you. My manager said to me, there's going to be a restructuring and you will be fired. She told me. And she reminded me, she said, you know I'm connected. So me, I will not be fired, but you. So I was already getting ready to go back to Ife and thus finish my thesis. You know, where I was doing my master's. And truly, she wasn't lying. I had no one. The only advantage or thing I knew was that I didn't come to Lagos on my own. The Lord led me here. That was the only thing. But in terms of reality, there was nothing physical around me that gave me any form of confidence. More so when your manager has told you that the bank is restructuring, and any department with two supervisors, one will have to leave. But because she is connected, she will not be the one to leave. When you are yet to make it in life, is the best time to develop a prayer life. A prayer life that has result. So that day I went to, when I tell you about going to the toilet restroom to pray, it was not in the Bible I found it. There were things I picked up on the way. Because the nature of our job, you can't get up, you can't make us, but at least you can go to restroom. When she said that thing, it like an arrow, it entered my heart. It's a negative word. You know, a negative word is an arrow. And you have to protect her because you don't know when that arrow will come. So it's just a careless statement somebody in the office is making. I got home from Aja, where we now have Aja on that bridge. Anytime I have those kind of problems, sir, you are familiar with Aja. You know Adobadore, Ado roundabout. Do you know the distance? Now, my own house is beyond. Who knows where I'm talking? Now, my own house is beyond Adobadore, but I'm using that as a landmark. So when I drop at, is it Akins? I don't know. There's a, on the express, on the main road, with my laptop bag. There was no laptop inside. It's just a bag. I will check because now my destiny is now being, so this one does not require 15 era bus to Adobadore. I have to check, and it's a long distance. And I will mention the name of everyone who made a negative statement. I will report them. Are you hearing me? They came to me and told me, Abby, I will mention their name to my father. I said, this person said I will be sacked. This one said he will not sign my confirmation letter. This one said this. This one said, Lord, answer them. Lord, answer them. Lord, you know I don't have any man now. I don't have anyone. You brought me. I will pray those prayers. I will check. I will not care if anybody, because when you are alone with your destiny, you don't look at people's faces. You don't wear makeup. I had nothing to make up. The woman that I used to buy a car from, shop as whatever is in the middle of that journey, somewhere in the, she just noticed I walk past her. If the money I use in investing in your business is about to be threatened, so no akara today. You are looking for dinner. God gave you akara. You are still, you this food, eat. And I prayed. Pray. By the time I get into my house, and between my house and Adobadore is a pond with scorpions and snakes, and I'll put my leg inside, and I'll keep praying. Don't wish for my anointing if you don't know where I've put my legs. You have seen the scorpions, so, and the snakes. In the dark. One day, I had a surgery on my leg, and Pastor Desmond picked me, and we fell inside. And the doctor said that leg must not touch water. We had not got to know. The doctor did not know that where we live, there's a river between civilization and the hospital. If God has given you a good friend, keep them. I'm telling you, they are scarce. Not all these Instagram things we are doing now. If you have one good friend, keep him. Even if it's someone from UIDs, just hold that one. My boss was in the office the next day, making up. Then she got tired. She said she wanted to take it to the first floor and perfect it. It was the perfection she was doing. When my manager came and said, where is Fumi? I said, she went upstairs. And I heard, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's right here. What's your staff number? Yes, sir. Log out now. Yes, sir. Login. My profile was changed. They gave me a profile. Then he asked me, say, where are the keys to the vault? Where is the foreign currency? Where is... I said, they are here. Say, this is now, you are now the head of this thing. Fumi is no more part of us. She was upstairs. There are things you hear about, but when you see it, when it happens to you, like, I was the one that they said was not good enough. The day I was appointed, they did not even ask, do you think he can do it? They just said, is he still there? The person who made that call, I don't know him till today. Oh, Shafe 7995. Log out. Log in. That was it. God will move mountains for you. I'm saying this now because once I say it, it goes into law. Whoever makes any attempt, working against your sincere heart, either to destroy your business or to touch your children or to touch your job or to touch, listen to me, the heavens will move against them. The mistake they made that day was to tell me that I was going to be fired. Excuse me, I don't have anything, it's just this prayer. When you don't have any man, you must have prayer. You must know how to go before God and secure answer. The woman told me, said, I will not go for you. She told me, is that not witchcraft? She told me to my face, we were wearing suits. She told me to my face. Yes, I am small, but I was brought here. My appointment letter was signed in heaven. And I covenanted with the Lord that day. I said, I will not be sacked in this office. The day I leave, I'll be among the few people who will use my own hands to write my letter and walk out of this place. And God gave me that honor. I was on leave. I went to Moe there. I was laying foundation on one of my properties. And while I was doing, I got a call from one Elijah in the office. And she said, where are you? I said, I'm not in Lagos. She said, come back now. Your leave has been cancelled. I said, I won't come back. She said, come back now. Wherever you are, get into a vehicle and resume. There's a crisis in the office. I said, I'm not in town. Because I was writing CIPM exam the few days and I had not written the exam. I don't have bandwidth to repeat the exam. So once you pay, you have to write. The woman said to me, she now spoke to me Yoruba, Benga, Chinuke has been fired. Soso Pesi has been fired. Ayu has been fired. You have been recalled. Every other person went on leave, fired. From there, fired. My brother, covenant new. Don't live your life at the whims of men. Everybody who went on leave that period, they just escorted them like that. I was in Moe chewing paco and telling them 9 inches. Now you go for that place. So this one are 6 inches. Was that a building contractor? No, I was just following what my mom explained to me. They said, come back. I did not go back. Despite what she said, I did not go back. I resumed when I was done. My seat was waiting. They had moved me from one team. I was now to head the customer care team. And I just sat there. And somebody came from the marketing floor and said, you that nobody ever thought would last this long, you are still here. I smiled. Olorun Majemo, the God of covenant. The God that looks at a child and shows interest in him. The child did not do anything. It was not prayer. It was not fasting. God just looked at you and said, I like you. I didn't do anything. I'm not even sure it was the prayer. I said to you again today, whoever the enemy raises against you, whether by word of mouth or against the progress you have made so far, today we move the heavens against them. Anybody saying you will remain small? Anyone saying you will remain small? The Lord is now against them. All those who look down on you and even said it to your face that you are nothing. Those, you know, some people are bold. They look at you, they will tell you. Just give them 5 years. Huh? You are going to have that discussion again. But this time around, you will be like Joseph sitting beside Pharaoh. Huh? You will be like Joseph sitting beside Pharaoh. Imagine if Joseph wanted to be vindictive against Potiphar. Just imagine. That's why you must still forgive at the end. Be encouraged. See, if God could, I navigated my life on my own. When I came here, I didn't. You have better chances, Femi. Don't wear your pain on your face again. Make it a decision. Don't wear your pain. The next time people see, they should be wondering, where is this swag coming from? The joy of the Lord radiating over your face. The joy of the Lord just... It's your season. It's your season. In the name of Jesus. I want you to declare, it is my season. No man can reverse it. Please prophesy to yourself, it is my season of refreshing. And no man can reverse it. Now speak over your children. Speak over your husband, your wife. Speak over your next project and declare, it is your season and no man can reverse it. 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 No man can reverse it.